news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Donald Trump's legal team spent 8 hours on Monday, day two of their opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial, basically singing an Alanis Morissette song.
And isn't it ironic?
They actually trotted out Ken Starr, yes, the very man who led the impeachment crusade against Bill Clinton over a sexual affair and screamed abuse of power, to argue that impeachment is now being trivialized and used for partisan purposes.
And significantly, in this particular juncture in America's history, the Senate is being called to sit as the High Court of impeachment all too frequently. Indeed, we are living in what I think can aptly be described as the age of impeachment.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? A little too ironic. And yeah, I really do think.
And we didn't even get to Pam Bondi or Alan Dershowitz yet. Don't worry, we won't. One glaring omission from their presentation on Monday was even a mention of John Bolton, who has dominated the news and the D.C. chatter since the New York Times broke the story Sunday night of revelations contained in the former National Security Advisor's forthcoming book that Donald Trump last year called for suspending security aid to Ukraine until it committed to investigating Democrats, including Joe Biden. Well, that's until Alan Dershowitz forgot to forget about Bolton. And 8 hours into the day's arguments, he said, quote, "Nothing in the Bolton revelations, even if true, would rise to the level of an abuse of power or an impeachable offense." Sure. And now a second Bolton book nugget has been reported by the Times. In this one, Bolton tells Attorney General Bill Barr that he had concerns about Trump giving favors to the autocratic leaders of Turkey and China, and that, according to Bolton's account, he was worried that Trump gave the impression that he had influence over independent Justice Department investigations relating to entities in both countries. In the wake of the news about Bolton's book, the possibility that enough Republicans will join with the Democrats to call for witnesses and documents in the impeachment trial is now in play. Stay tuned. The Trump team concludes their opening statements Wednesday. The trial then moves on to 16 hours of questions. But don't get excited. The senators will submit their questions for the prosecution and defense teams in writing. They'll then be posed through Chief Justice John Roberts, who's presiding over the trial. In other important news, the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 on Monday to let the Trump administration's public charge rule take effect nationwide. The rule would restrict immigrants who are considered or could later be considered a, quote, public charge from gaining legal status. Lower courts had struck down the rule, which targets people attempting to legally immigrate into the U.S. by assessing if they have ever used public benefits, such as food stamps, in the past, or if they might use them after gaining legal status. In yesterday's What's News, we told you about Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's meltdown after being questioned on National Public Radio about Ukraine. Now we learn that the State Department has barred NPR's diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman from Pompeo's government plane on a trip to Europe and Asia, including Ukraine, later this week. Lovely. From the Birds of a Feather file, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was formally indicted on corruption charges Tuesday, just hours before he was set to meet with Donald Trump for the unveiling of the U.S. administration's so-called Middle East peace plan. Netanyahu has now officially been charged with bribery, fraud, and breach of trust in three separate corruption cases. But he's insisted he's innocent, calling the investigations a, quote, attempted coup driven by the left and the media. Sound familiar? This makes Netanyahu the first sitting prime minister to face trial in the country's history. A trial date has not yet been set, but the legal process could possibly take years. Meanwhile, Netanyahu will be at the White House Wednesday to stand alongside Trump as he announces the details of his so-called Middle East peace plan. We don't yet know what's exactly in the Jared Kushner-led plan, but according to some Israeli media reports, it would pave the way for Israel's annexation of virtually all settlements in the West Bank, give Israel full sovereignty over Jerusalem, and make no major provision for returning Palestinian refugees. Trump reportedly briefed both Netanyahu and his chief rival, Benny Gantz, on the details separately at the White House on Monday. No one from Palestinian leadership has been invited to the White House. And finally, survivors of the Nazis' Auschwitz death camp marked the 75th anniversary of its liberation on Monday and warned that anti-Semitism is again on the rise across the world. Polish President Duda said at the ceremony, quote, "We have with us the last living survivors, the last among those who saw the Holocaust with their own eyes." Ronald Lauder, president of the World Jewish Congress, implored the world, quote, "Do not be silent. Do not be complacent. Do not let this ever happen again to any people." And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. While you're there, please click on that donate button.